We're doing Rambam Igeret Hashmad. This is a letter the Rambam wrote to Jews who were being persecuted and told that if they don't convert, they will be killed. And so the Jews had a question of what they're supposed to do, and some figure went out and wrote a long letter and publicized it about how if people even externally go to a mosque and make believe they've converted, then none of the mitzvot they do count as anything, and God hates them and God hates their prayers. And he said all kinds of fantastic things, which the Rambam says are completely wrong. Rambam says a person did something externally that's very different than internally. A person did it under duress. You can't compare it to a person willfully transgressing. And anyways, every Jew has to keep every mitzvah, even if they made a mistake once in their life. And so the Rambam, after tackling this person over and over again in the beginning of the letter and showing how he disagrees with line after line that this person wrote, the Rambam says, now I'm going to explain to you the rules of what to do under duress. What exactly is our mitzvah in a scenario of Kiddush Hashem or Shmad, forced conversion? And so the Rambam is going to divide it, he said, into five segments. Number one, let's divide, we'll discuss the mitzvot under duress. And that's the one we're in the middle of. So the Rambam says this chapter, the mitzvot under duress, divides into three subcategories. First of all, when we speak about mitzvot, we have three mitzvot the Rambam had already explained, where at any time that they try to force you to transgress them, one would have to give up their lives rather than transgress them. Those are the mitzvah of Avodah Zarah, going against the monotheism, the adopting paganism. Number two, Gilui Arayot, the illicit relationships. It could be adultery or other illicit relationships. And number three is Shfichut Damim, murder. That for any one of those three mitzvot, one would have to give up their life. And it doesn't matter when or how one is being forced to do these, he would have to give up his life rather than transgress. And when the Rambam says at any time, meaning it doesn't matter if there's a general persecution of the Jews to try and get them to forgo mitzvot, or it's just one day, some person puts a gun to his head and says, do this or I'll kill you, it doesn't matter. In any place, the Rambam says, it doesn't matter if it's public or private. And in any way, what the Rambam means to say is, it doesn't matter if his point is to get you to transgress God's commandments or not, it doesn't matter what the oppressor's intention is, one would have to give up their life rather than transgress. So, subcategory one is on these three mitzvot, the details are irrelevant, one cannot transgress. Doesn't matter what time, it doesn't matter what intention, it doesn't matter what location, one would have to give up their lives rather than transgress these three mitzvot. Subcategory two, this is where we're up to. Im lanat atzmo mitkaven. So we're dealing with every mitzvah other than these three. The person puts a gun to his head and says, transgress Shabbos or I'll kill you. So, depends if his intention is for his own benefit. He says, I want you to make me a cup of coffee. Go boil the water, make me a coffee. I'll kill you if you don't. So his intention is for his own pleasure. So then, yavo v'al yareg. On any mitzvah other than these three, one should transgress the commandment rather than get killed. Ben bishat hashmad, ben shelo bishat hashmad, ben baseter, ben bifachesia. It doesn't matter if at this time there's a general persecution where the non-Jews are trying to convince the Jews to turn on their religion. It doesn't matter if it's public or private. I'll prove it, says the Rambam, from what the Talmud says. We see that Esther was public. Everyone among the Jewish community knew that Esther was Mordechai's wife. And everyone knew that Ahasuerus had taken her into his harem and ultimately into his palace. Amru, so the Talmud answers, Esther kakolami. First answer, Esther didn't play an active role. Even though ordinarily this is adultery, she's married to Mordechai. Ahasuerus is taking her for himself, so then shouldn't she have to give up her life rather than allow Ahasuerus to take her? Talmud answers answer number one, Esther was inactive. The prohibition of these three commandments is if you're actively taking a part in the transgression. If Esther lies there as though she was part of the earth, she does nothing, and then Ahasuerus does whatever he wants with her, so then she doesn't have to give up her life rather than transgress, because she is not an active participant in the transgression. She did nothing. So that's the Gemara's first answer. Rava Amar, Rava gives a different answer. Rava says, Hana'at Atzmo Shane. There's a difference between transgressing these mitzvot when it's for the sake of getting a Jew to turn on God's commandments, or when the non-Jew is doing it for his own pleasure, as Ahasuerus took Esther. His intention wasn't to get her to commit adultery. His intention was he wanted her as his wife. He was doing it for his own pleasure. So there, that's a different halacha. Dama Rava, that's what Rava teaches. If a non-Jew tells a Jew on Shabbos, I want you to harvest that grass and feed it to my animal, and then I won't kill you. So Rava says, then go ahead, cut the grass, feed his animal, and don't die over that. Why? Because you see, his whole intention is for his own pleasure. But if he tells him, cut the grass and then throw it into the river, so you understand his whole purpose is cut the grass because I know you think it's prohibited on Shabbos and I'm going to get you to transgress Shabbos, then he'd have to say, I'll give up my life, I won't cut the grass on Shabbos. So that's what Rava says over there in the Gemara. And the conclusion of the Talmud there is like Rava. So what you've seen, says the Rambam, is that if the non-Jew is forcing the Jew to transgress one of the other mitzvot, then the Jew should transgress, even if it's public. And even if the non-Jew's intention in general is to get the Jews to leave Judaism, if on that specific moment his intention is his own pleasure, then the Torah that says you shouldn't give up your life for it. Yes?
It sounds like what he's refuting in the letter. Why did they want them to pray in the mosque with the fourth conversion? And ultimately it was to leave Judaism, right?
Okay, he hasn't yet addressed that point. Let's see. So that's the second category. If it's not one of these three, and we know that he's trying to get him to transgress only because he has his own benefit, his own pleasure in mind, then it would be permissible. Yes?
But it is one of those three.
When will you give me an answer to that question? Yeah.
Well, I mean, logically it would mean that it's not. But how is it not?
When will you give me an answer to that question?
You mean after class?
No, okay. By next class you'll have an answer.
I think it must mean that they're not converting, that they don't actually believe in the conversion, right? That they're just doing it so they don't get killed. So they're not being spread away from Judaism. But it can lead to. That's what I'm saying. It's very dangerous to cross down the... I'm only doing this so they don't kill me, but...
But they can only do it to...
Look at the Gemara on Sanhedrin 9 Dalit, and then tell me if you still have the question. Your question is good. Yes?
No, but if they were to do a conversion, then it only work with Islam, right? You'd have to die to conversion.
We're not talking about that yet.
No, but...
We're not up to that. Right now we've said...
We said something about conversion.
We're talking about, are they trying to get... why are they trying to get a Jew to transgress any of the 610 mitzvot? We have three where we'd have to give up our lives irrespective of what their intention is.
Yeah.
The rest, the next 610, you don't have to give up your life.
Yeah.
If you know his intention is for his own pleasure. Okay, we move on to the third subcategory. Ve'im nitkaven la'aviro, and with regards to the other 610 mitzvot, if his intention is to get him to transgress, so then we have details. And that's where we'll pick up Ezrat Hashem, either next class or next time.